actually, what's interesting is I think there's a default mechanism that we have when we're talking about disability ministry. And if you're a pastor, or even maybe somebody that's attending the church, you're thinking, okay, do I need to hire a leader? Do I need to get a room? Do I need to, do I need more parking spaces? That's not really what we're talking about in terms of disability ministry. Austin Drake is in our office, and he is what we call our ministry relations manager. And so Austin, on behalf of Johnny and Friends, is cultivating relationships with church leadership. He's also cultivating relationships with like-minded organizations so that we can connect families with disability to Christ-honoring churches that are disability-friendly. And so what Austin does is he establishes these relationships, and then he will go in and actually do all of the training. There's a four-step training that you can get volunteers, you can get church leadership. And, you know, those trainings are a great way to get buy-in from the church. And that's where we see the longevity happen, is when the church as a whole embraces people with disability.
And we probably should use Johnny Erickson Tata as an example. Here's a woman, 17 years old, dives into some very shallow water and breaks her neck when she's 17. But all of the ministry stuff happened after she was paralyzed.
That is correct.
And that's how, maybe just metaphorically, you've been through COVID, you've been through something, you feel paralyzed, or maybe you're actually paralyzed, or you have some disability. That's when God can really use you, and you two are doing a lot, New Mexico and regionally, to encourage people of all walks of life to get involved and do ministry and tell people about Jesus, and that's a powerful thing.
You know, one of the things Marcy and I have talked about is how Johnny's ministry as a whole is gospel-centered. There's no sugarcoating it any other way than to say the center of everything that she wants from her ministry is to share the gospel with families that have differently abled family members. And it's an amazing testimony. By the way, Johnny just celebrated her 74th birthday this past weekend. So God has continued to put air in her lungs, and that's unique at 74 years old as a quadriplegic.
Yeah, extra special.
It is.
And, you know, our listeners hear Johnny every day. She has, you know, 1 minute segments where she's talking about various things and offering certain challenges. And we should, I guess, back up 1 second and say, look, there are people that are listening right now that are part of, you know, a fellowship group at a certain church, and they're hearing you talk about this. We're going to talk about respites in a minute. We've already mentioned how important it is for caregivers to have some respite and have the people they're caring for maybe looked after for a few hours so they can have some time. We're going to talk about that a lot here in the second part of the show, in our second segment. But I want you to talk about how churches, how people can get in touch if they're interested in utilizing your resources.
So the best way, you know, there's a lot of room for us to continue to grow as a ministry here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico. And so we do have a local office, and that local office is here in New Mexico, but it doesn't just stop there. We've got outlying areas from Albuquerque, such as Rodoso, where we've got church network participants. And so we're meeting the needs of families with disability in those areas. It's just that our office is heading it up. So the best way to reach out to us is to call us. That's 505-835-5263. That is the New Mexico office for Johnny and Friends.
Very good. And there's a lot of resources. I mean, we're not going to talk a lot about these, but you have family retreats. You have things that you do specially for veterans.
Right.
I mean, there's just a gamut. And you should go to Johnny, J-O-N-I, and friends.org /new-Mexico to really take a look at the website and all of the services that are provided. Let's talk now, I guess, about some of the respite stuff. And we've already mentioned, and I mentioned this to you off the air before we started. My father passed away May 1st. I had been doing caregiving for him for the last 2 years, and my mother as well, who died about a year earlier. I didn't realize, about a week after my dad died, I tried to take a hike up the La Luz Trail. And I'm not exaggerating. I thought I was going to die. And what I realized is during the time I was caregiving, I really wasn't staying in any kind of shape.
Right.
That's not good.
Mm-mm. No, I think people forget that, you know, caregiving isn't just caring for the person with a disability. It includes your whole lifestyle. You know, you've got bills to pay, groceries to buy, things to do. And I know when I was caregiving for my mother, I had to find someone to come in and take care of her so I could go out and do these things, mm-hmm. and even do some things with my son when he had something at school. And so we don't look after ourselves as caregivers. And so what a respite does is it gives an opportunity for the caregiver, the parents, whoever is caregiving, it could be a sibling that is caring for their sibling, to drop them off at one of our churches that's having the respite that night and be able to go out and do things together. Couples can have date nights. You can go out and go shopping, go home and take a nap if you need it. Just take some time for yourself, you know, because we do not take care of ourselves. A lot of moms are that way, whether you have a child with a disability or not. But if you think about a child taking care of a child with a disability plus their siblings, it's a lot, you know. And so the children get an opportunity to have a really great time and play and socialize with a lot of other people. And it gives that caregiver the opportunity to take some time for themselves.
And Marcy, I want to reemphasize what you just said, because you're not asking people to leave the person being cared for at home right. so you can go out on a date. You want that person to be able to come and fellowship yeah. and socialize and hang out and develop some friendships. And you are trying to enlist churches particularly.
Right.
Like Grace Church is a fabulous example. They do respites very frequently for you.
Actually, they have one this Friday the 20th at Grace Church on San Antonio in Louisiana, and it's 5:30 to 8:30, and you can register at their website at graceabq.org. And they get a buddy. Each of the children get a buddy, and it could even be young adults. There's no age limit on it as well. And so we have that, and then in November.
Let's talk about a church.
Sure.
Getting a youth group, paid in the respite, be mm-hmm. a buddy to, let's say, 10 or 15 people that are needing care. That could be an interesting ministry opportunity and just an opportunity to have a different experience for young people.
Oh, yeah,
like
definitely.
That. And do you train the youth groups and
we
people
do.
How to do that?
Yes, there's a training the Sunday before the respite, and for all new people. We have volunteers that help out at our retreats that come from churches that participate as well. It's great for the college age group and young adults as well. And anybody, any age, actually, if you have a fellowship group that wants to come out and be a part of this, it's great.
So one of our local churches here, Faith Lutheran, actually mm-hmm. brought out their youth pastor and his wife brought out 12 volunteers mm-hmm. this summer as a whole youth group to work at our family retreat and to really serve our families. And it was breathtaking to watch how God used them in that capacity and watch not only them reaching our families and our individual disabilities, but their lives also being changed through that volunteer service.
Right.
Yeah, that's an important thing, is to realize how much it changes you, how much the people that you're serving mm-hmm. actually end up changing your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing about how God works in all of this, because all of us can use, I know that I've met people that have crazy disabilities in a wheelchair or whatever. And I've seen people on zip lines.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people
on horses.
I mean, I even saw somebody on a wheelchair on a camel. And what a special yeah. thing for that. I mean, they had to make a special
sure.
harness and
yep.
get them up there, but just to have the courage to do that, because
yeah.
that'd be a little scary.
Right.
If you didn't have feeling from the neck down and somebody's hoisting you up on the top of an animal, that's a different experience than most of us are going to have. But what great joy. I remember just seeing the expression on this person's face. And it was just very, very touching. So you have a respite coming up this mm-hmm. weekend. Is there a cost for families to be involved?
No, in fact, I was just going to say that there's no charge for these respites. We provide dinner, and the church provides dinner. And it's, like I said, a great opportunity. And, you know, Jim, it's even a great opportunity for parents to take out their children that do not have a disability, because so much time is spent taking care of a child with a disability. They don't often get as much time as they'd like with the others. And so it's also a great time to be able to take your other children out and do something as a family while you know your loved one is being taken care of as well. So, and we've got some great respites coming up. They happen every month. We've got two really great ones in December that we can talk about more next month. But you get a chance to go Christmas shopping the first week, and then the next week you can go wrap your presents, and the kids are going to have a movie night at the next respite a week later. So we have a special December respite night.
Are parents nervous about getting their kids out into the public, so to speak, if
yes.
they have a disability?
They do. They have a hard time letting go because sometimes they don't think people can take as good a care of them as they think, or may not have the experience. But once they see the person, their child, with a buddy, and see how happy they are and how loving that buddy is and accepting and willing to do anything to help them, I think it alleviates a lot of the fear that they have. Mm. Even at camp, we've had parents that say, I can't believe my child did that, or went down the zip line or the water slide, or, you know, and it's an opportunity that they get. But even just socializing, because they're all so isolated.
I was just going to say, the contrast with a differently abled child is relationship is an investment, mm-hmm. and you have to provide those opportunities. Whereas friendships inside school and community, they happen organically. So what's happening is we're providing that opportunity for them to establish a foothold in a warm and welcoming, trusting environment with somebody that buddies up with them. And these can be lifelong friendships that develop through this program. And so yeah. that's something that the parents don't necessarily evaluate when they bring their kid to a respite, is that now there's somebody else that is friends with their child. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, and those relationships are really important. Yeah. I know even when you just have little kids, you want to find some friends for your kids. Mm-hmm. You want to have play days, and you want to be able to trust their parents, and you want to, and this is kind of the same thing. But you may be 20 years into taking care of a young person that hasn't developed those relationships. Well, now's the time.
Yeah.
And Johnny exactly. and Friends is here to help you do that. Sandy, how is the ministry supported?
So we are 100% pretty much donor supported for the whole organization. And Johnny and Friends locally, our area of greatest need is always for New Mexico to raise support for scholarships and or respites, programs that we do that really meet those families where they're at. And so we're always out in the community looking for opportunities, not only to serve, but to find partners that love Johnny and Friends and love disability ministry and want to partner with us to help bear the cost of those outreach programs.
Johnny and Friends, JONIandFriends.org/New-Mexico is the website for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Funds raised, do they kind of stay in the state?
They do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're on our webpage for New Mexico, any funds that are raised here will be used here to meet the needs of families. And I wanted to just put
sure.
a plug in
Take
here. With Johnny's 74th birthday, there has been a big initiative for people who want to get involved to basically give to help support the ministries that she loves, the programs, our legacy programs, which is Family Retreat, mm-hmm. Warrior Getaway, Marriage Getaway, which we have up and coming. And so you can go to our, you know, you can Google, if you're a Google person, Google Johnny and Friends New mm-hmm. Mexico, and you can give towards those birthday gifts that help support the ministry here locally.
Hey, before we take a break, I want to ask you about something that I asked you 2-3 years ago. And you do some work in foreign countries. I know every about spring, March, you have Wheelchairs for the World, and you ask people to donate wheelchairs and different things. But That's amazing in and of itself because you send those wheelchairs up to Raton. There's a Springer prison yep. up there, and yep. you actually have prisoners that are refurbishing. They've been trained. They know how to do it. They do a great job. So, I mean, you're involving some people there that are, you know, they're incarcerated for some reason, but they're doing something good in helping you develop this. So there's just so many ties into encouraging people.
So it was a really encouraging story just told at the barn dance this past weekend. And that was the former area director, Paul Fasoliak, said, I went up and I was talking to some of the women in Springer Correctional Facility about working on the wheelchairs. And he said, one lady stood up really tall and said, I'm a wheelchair mechanic. And it's that I'm changing somebody's life for the positive, and I've got something that I can do specifically.
We are visiting with Marcy Patton and Sandy Scripture with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. We'll be back with another 15 minutes of these two young ladies. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Glad you're with us today on ABQ Connect. Sandy Scripture is the regional director for Johnny and Friends, and Marcy Patton is the New Mexico operations manager. Their website is J-O-N-I and Friends, so johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And it's important that I give you the website because there's so much that goes into the ministry. We've only got 30 minutes, another 15 with you all, and so we're going to get right into the importance of caregivers, and think about how many caregivers there are. There's people yeah. taking care of elderly, there's people taking care of people with disabilities. I mean, just go, and it's so important that they take care of themselves.
Right. No, it is. And it's easy, you know, we were talking earlier to forget about, you know, ourselves, because I was a caregiver for 15 years as well. And I know the hardship that it is of just finding some time for yourself. But you make sure everybody's taken care of. And by the time you crawl into bed at night, you're thinking about already everything you have to do the next day, and you're still listening for the person you're taking care of. So I don't think we even get really good sleep. Yeah. And one of the things that we do, that we wanted to help give caregivers an opportunity to fellowship with each other and be able to share stories with each other on the different things that they go through and maybe how they handle some of their challenges, is we started a coffee and care group for caregivers and adults with disabilities. Because even adults with disabilities, whether they have their spouse or not, gives them an opportunity to come and maybe vent if they need to, or just know that they're not alone in the things that they're dealing with. So the last Tuesday of every month, at the Johnny and Friends office, which is at Wyoming and San Antonio, we just from 10 a.m. to about 11:30, even sometimes 12, we sit, we have coffee together and some snacks, and just have an opportunity to just fellowship with each other. And it's, you know, a real low-key, not structured type of thing. It's just what people want to talk about that week. And it happens once a month. And it's easy to remember the last Tuesday. You can also see it on our website, as you mentioned, at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. You can Google that and find us. But it helps us to remind them that they need to take some time for themselves, even if it's to just sit and have a cup of coffee for an hour with someone else.
So we've talked about maybe a youth group volunteering to help be a buddy to a disabled person, maybe a child, so that the parents can go out on a respite night. You train, you help churches get into that flow. Talk to us about other ways that people can volunteer with the ministry.
Well, we have a lot of different volunteer things that we do. We have two projects a year where we go in and help families with anything they need at their home. Maybe they need a good car wash and need it vacuumed out, because we know what it's like having kids in a car.
Marcy, I'm going to hold up. I know some contractors, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
They might could come and fix a door.
Sure.
Or they could do something. You know, I'm just trying to think of people.
The handyman stuff that needs to get done that gets put off, you know, and and even individuals that live alone that have disabilities. I think of like Chris Guito, and he's in a wheelchair, completely independent, and drives an all, but a lot of things probably, you know, that he needs to have fixed or cleaned up. And so we have project days for families, and whatever they need, we're there to help them and just love on them and give back. You know, it's just an opportunity to help someone that doesn't get an opportunity or doesn't have a way to pay somebody to come do it. So we do it for free. We come and bring volunteers. We clean up yards. We wash windows. And all these little things that have to be done but never get to.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just had this feeling that I need to hook you guys up with Mike Gomez with U-Turn for Christ. Mike and his wife have an amazing ministry with people that are escaping and getting over addictions. And I mean, they have amazing turnarounds in people's lives. But for example, they come to Calvary's campus mm-hmm. a couple times a month on Wednesdays, especially now that all the leaves are falling.
Right.
And they clean up the campus and they do all kinds of cool stuff. And they want and need projects like you're talking about. So
that's great.
That's one down the road.
You know, I was just going to say, there's a lot of opportunity. I think one of the things when learning about disability is there's that uncomfortable, we've talked about this before, that I'm going to say or do something wrong. And I think that a lot of that just comes with exposure. And so to some degree, taking an opportunity maybe for a business to come in with their team and do a team effort type working together to do a yard cleanup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or
team building all the way, right?
Yeah, and one of the things that we are working with right now that's along those similar lines is that we have been talking with Albuquerque Children's Christian Children's Home. Mm-hmm. And they want their 11 children to understand what it is to be friends and walk alongside others with disability. And so they're going to host a respite with the support of the church members around the city and buddy up the children with adults and have a respite night, which is that community working together. And I think that that is something that you know, whether you're a business that wants a team outing, it'd be a great thing to serve as a group. And we can do that. We can structure it as to what they're wanting to accomplish.
Yeah. And do they get in touch with you, Marcy, about
that? Yeah, they can give the office a call, ask for me, and I'm usually one answering the phone. So
505-835-5263. We have to give that a lot. Sometimes people look at me like, we've already given that. Yeah, we got to do it about 10 times. That's funny. That's good. I'm really, really grateful to have y'all here today. We've tried to make sure you're on the show. We'll make sure that you're scheduled for next month as well. What's coming up here for the end of the year?
Well, I was talking about the respites that we have coming up, the two incredible ones. I'm really looking forward to the December 15th one at Faith Lutheran because it's something we haven't done yet, and it involves the caregivers and the parents as well as the kids in two total different areas of the church. How often do you get some peace and quiet and even fun with other parents to wrap your children's gifts and all for Christmas, you know? So to have a Christmas party for the kids and a Christmas party for the parents and a wrapping party, you know, I think it's going to be really exciting.
I have a daughter that when I wrap a present, she goes, "No, Dad, that's not right." And she just tears all the paper off and does it over.
I used to have to wrap all the gifts when I was little for everybody. But, you know, I want to really encourage caregivers to look at our respite nights. They're on the website at johnnyandfriends.org and new-mexico. And really take the opportunity to spend some time and know that we are going to take care and love your loved one for 3 hours and take that time for yourself to go do something fun.
Yeah.
One of the important things about going to the New Mexico website for Johnny and Friends is that all of our calendar events are listed on that site. So a parent who is saying, "I just need some time to do this, 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 or this," can look at the schedule online and make arrangements to be able to attend.
Okay, Sandy, you're a regional manager. Where else in this region is Johnny and Friends? And the only reason I'm asking that is there's people that live here in Albuquerque, but they know somebody in Denver. They know somebody in Colorado Springs. They know somebody in Dallas. Is that the kind of communication that can be helpful to get a lot of people moving?
Absolutely. If you're somebody in New Mexico and you actually want to find out about another area because you have a family member that's in that area, we're connected to all of them. And there's currently 25 offices. Mm-hmm. We have, so I oversee Arizona and I have Knoxville and Nashville office. But we have a regional that's in the Dallas area. And so we can connect you. We here in Albuquerque, we have both New Mexico and Colorado. Mm. And Austin's on his way up next week to do a multi-church disability awareness along with respite training. So we're looking for other opportunities to help minister in the areas where it's so needed. So if you want to call our office, we can get you in touch with the office closest to your family member or the person that needs the assistance.
I remember when we had a couple of people that were involved in your ministry that are in wheelchairs. I was paranoid about how easy the access would be from the Calvary Church East parking lot into our radio station. And they actually said
it's pretty easy.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. And but I, in the same breath, you guys will even help people if they're planning to, you know, do some remodeling or something. You'll actually come in and help them to understand, the architect might want it this way, but this is what a person in the wheelchair would actually need.
So we actually have a family member who is part of our organization. She served as a volunteer as well as a leader, and she has cerebral palsy. And so on occasion, she is called to be part of a focus group type situation where prior to making the changes, they bring them in and say, okay, this is what we were thinking for the bathroom. The architects are required to do this much modification and it needs to be these dimensions. But then she might say, well, an in-swing door would be less efficient for me in a wheelchair than an out-swing door or, you know, whatever that is.
I love it. J-O-N-I and friends, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico is the website. Marcy Patton and Sandy Scripter with Johnny and Friends with us this afternoon. Ladies, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.